Our next speaker is from our national office. She is an expert in the area of accessible voting rights for people who are blind. She, along with Scott LaBarre and other members from our national office, and even those of us here in the affiliate, help to get accessible vote by mail here in Illinois over the summer. I believe that Luann Blake is here. So if Pam, if you could unmute Luann and she can start her presentation. Oh, I thought she was here. Luann Blake, are you here?
If you could raise your hand.
Yeah, if you could raise your hand.
That would be great. That we can unmute you.
Gary, there she is.
All right, so I just sent you an invitation to unmute yourself, so you should be able to.
All right, can you hear me now?
Yes.
All right, yay. Sorry about that. Well, thank you, Denise. It's great to be with my Federation family in Illinois, even if it is virtually. I'm sure we're all on election overload at this point, so I'll try not to push you all over the edge, but there are some important things to talk about voting, particularly this year. So I want to start off talking about what are our rights as blind voters to vote, and what are election officials required to provide us as blind voters, and most of our rights as voters are determined by federal law. Most election law is state law, but when it comes to voter rights, we're generally talking about federal law. So the first law I want to talk about is the Help America Vote Act, or what we all commonly call HAVA. And HAVA applies only to in-person voting, and it only applies to federal elections. And what it requires is that there be at least one accessible voting machine in each polling place for a federal election. Another very important federal law that we talk about a lot about voting is Title II of the Americans with Disabilities Act. And that requires that voters with disabilities be provided an opportunity to vote privately and independently that is equal to the opportunity that is provided to voters without disabilities. So what that means is, for example, in terms of absentee voting, which is not covered by HAVA. Under the ADA, Title II of the ADA, when it comes to absentee voting, Title II requires that voters with disabilities be able to vote, are able to mark their absentee ballot at home or some other convenient location, just the same as a voter without a disability. Another important piece of federal legislation is Section 504 of the Rehabilitation Act. And that requires that public entities that receive federal funding cannot discriminate against people with disabilities in their programs, services, or activities. So voting in this case is a program or a service that's provided by state and local governments. And these entities get federal funding to conduct the program or service of voting. So that means that they cannot discriminate against people with disabilities in that service that they are providing. So, and of course, finally, We do have the right to vote with assistance if we choose to do that, either in person or at when we're voting absentee. And we can choose the person to assist us from a family member or a friend or poll workers if you're at the poll. With the COVID pandemic that we've experienced this year, as we all know, it's had a huge impact on voting. At the beginning of 2020, there were probably only about 5 states that provided an accessible way for a blind voter to mark an absentee ballot privately and independently. Thanks to the advocacy of the National Federation of the Blind and other advocacy groups, that number now stands at around 27. And I'm happy to say that Illinois is one of those states. And that is thanks to the advocacy of members of the NFB of Illinois. The Illinois State Board of Election is making the Voting Works accessible electronic ballot delivery system available for the first time for the November general election. Now, this system is being made available by the Illinois State Board of Elections to all the counties in Illinois at no charge. Unfortunately, with the way that the agency is exists in Illinois, it's more of a top-down system than it's more of a bottom-up system than a top-down system. So the authority of the State Board of Elections over the local county boards is somewhat limited. So they can only encourage the local boards to use this system. They cannot require them to use this system. Fortunately, I think many of the counties have implemented the system for the November general election. I believe Cook County, however, has not. In addition, the city of Chicago is expanding the use of the Dominion electronic ballot delivery system that they have been using for military and overseas voters to voters with disabilities. So if you live in Chicago, you have the opportunity to use that system. So this is all really good news. However, our work is not finished. Even though we now have the ability to vote or to mark our absentee ballot privately and independently, there still is work left to be done. We need to continue our advocacy in jurisdictions that are not providing accessible voting by mail. So for example, Cook County, as I mentioned. We also need to use these systems. It's very important that we use these systems. With all the effort and that we have expended to get the Illinois State Board of Elections to make this system available, it's really important that we use these systems. And fortunately, both the Voting Works system and the Dominion system are accessible. They're easy to use. I have used demo ballots for both of these systems. Now, I am not a super JAWS user. I'm more of a novice JAWS user, and I had no problem at all marking my ballot on either of these systems. So how do these systems work? Basically, they're websites that comply with the web content accessibility guidelines. And when a voter wants to use this system, typically what you do is you request your absentee ballot like you normally would, but then you ask that it be delivered to you electronically. And what the board will do is they will email to you a link to the website and any required login criteria that you will need. And then you access the website through that link. And you can use your computer and whatever access technology you use, be it a screen reader, a refreshable braille display, or screen magnification, to navigate through the ballot and make your selections. And like I said, it's very easy to use. You know, you basically are just using your tab key, shift tab, up and down arrow, and your space bar to select or deselect a candidate. So it's very, very straightforward, very simple to use. One issue that most states, that blind voters in most states have to deal with when using these types of systems now, is that you'll be required to print out your ballot once you've marked it. And then you have to mail it in. Usually you have to sign either a signature page or one of the envelopes that you put the ballot in, and then you can place it in the mail or into a ballot drop box. Personally, I've been using the Maryland electronic ballot delivery system since it was first available for the 2015 general election, and I've used it for every election since then. It's a great way to mark your ballot. It's very convenient. I can mark my ballot whenever I want to, whenever it's convenient for me, once it's available to me. I can do it on my own computer with my own access technology. I don't have to go to the polls and deal with the poll workers who don't know how to set up the accessible voting machine or, you know, how to operate it. It's just makes it all a very pleasant process. So I would very much encourage all of you, all the members who are eligible to vote in Illinois, to give these systems a try. You know, you probably will never go back to voting at the polls again. Denise also asked me to talk about some suggestions for your upcoming legislative session, possible bills that you could have introduced. As I mentioned earlier, HAVA does not apply to state and local elections. And I don't know that it's an issue in Illinois, but there are some states, believe it or not, that do not provide an accessible voting machine at the polling place for state and local elections. So if Illinois does not have a state HAVA, I would certainly encourage you to try to get such a bill passed that would require an accessible voting machine at least one in every polling place for all state and local elections. And I would also suggest that you would include a requirement for an accessible way to vote absentee in that bill. I don't believe you have that legislatively speaking at the moment. Technically, it's not necessary to have such a state requirement, because it is required by the ADA, but it doesn't hurt to have that in state law as well. If you already do have a state HAVA law, as I said earlier, you might want to expand that law to include a requirement for an accessible way to vote absentee, since I'm pretty sure you do not currently have that. And then finally, if you really want to set the bar high and really want to create a challenge for yourself, you may want to consider legislation to give the Illinois State Board of Elections more authority over the local boards on issues of voter rights when it comes to having a private and independent way to vote. That's all I have for you. If there are questions and if there's time for questions, I would be very happy to take any. Thank you.
Okay, we do have time for a couple of questions. I know that there are raised hands. Pam, I couldn't tell the first person.
I will send it. And so, Bill, I'm going to send you a request to unmute so you can unmute yourself and ask your question.
If the, can you unmute? Okay, maybe we can go on to the next person and then come back.
All right, the next person, I believe. Okay.
Bill, hello, there you go. Bill.
Okay, is that Bill?
You kept asking me to unmute and it kept saying I wasn't allowed to.
Okay,
Anyway, what I wanted to ask is there legislation, either a model bill or legislation regarding the accessibility of other elements of the process, particularly the process of registering, monitoring your registration status. I know a lot of websites involving registration, including Illinois, involve submission of a copy of your driver's license or state ID. What would be best practices in terms of making not only the casting of a ballot accessible, but all other aspects of the process?
Yeah, that's a great suggestion. There are sadly many state and local elections websites that are not accessible. The entire process, as you point out, needs to be accessible. You need to be able to, a blind voter needs to be able to register to vote on their own. There needs to be an accessible way to do that. And the Maryland State Board of Elections has an accessible online voter registration system, and they do make that available to other states. So I can provide contact information for the Maryland State Board of Elections if you want to pass that along to the Illinois State Board folks, inquire if that system might work for
that'd
Illinois.
That'd be great. Anything that we can do to help our state officials along. We really only have time for one question, Bill.
Yeah, that was...
Somebody okay. else that's looking to ask a question.
Yeah. Okay, so I asked Jamal to unmute. So,
okay, Jamal.
Okay. Yep, I am unmuted. Thank you. And I must say to Ms. Blake, very informative presentation. And as for the issue of the Illinois HAVA Act. Several years ago, when HAVA was being implemented in Illinois, I believe there was an act that the affiliate did push, and I think it passed, which essentially had an Illinois edition of HAVA. Now, some of the members who pushed for that at the time are no longer active in the affiliate, but I do recall, I do think we still have that on the books. Because I know in local elections, since the mid-2000s, when I voted, I've been able to use accessible voting machines to vote in municipal elections and state midterm elections.
Great. That's good to hear.
That is good to hear. Mm-hmm. Well, Luann, we thank you for coming and giving us your presentation. If Michael Hinkson is in the room, would you please raise your hand?
And sorry, I know there were other questions that we didn't get a chance to answer, to get asked.
I know. Yeah, I'm sorry, but it's we
can... You have time for door prize or wait until after next speaker?
You can give a door prize, Ellen, because I don't think Michael has raised his hand yet.
$30, Nina Marenka?
Nina Marenka. I know she's... Okay, I know she was here. Nina Marenka. Okay, draw again.
Alex Gamino?
Alex Gamino. He has just raised his hand, so he is here. So, all right.